Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, November 7th, 2021, the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father John Jaska, the pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury, for all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Well, here we are coming to where the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time and coming close to the end of the church's liturgical year. Advent is around the corner, and as I record this, a couple days later than I usually do, it snowed. We had the first snow today in Chatham. It only lasted a few minutes, but it's there, so Christmas is on the way. And the readings as we approach the Solemnity of Christ the King, it's the end of the church's liturgical year, and then we start the new year with the first Sunday of Advent at the end of November. The readings kind of make us and bring us to kind of the final things. You know, we celebrated November 1st, All Saints Day, November 2nd, All Souls Day, this opportunity of honoring our heroes of faith, but also remembering our loved ones who are in the kingdom. And the readings and the sense of the liturgical season has us gaze heavenward, kind of looking at the last things, which are also the first things, the fundamental basics of our Christian life, and where we're headed. And we have this scene in the Gospel. I read the short version of the Gospel, where people are donating to the treasury. You know, you have the rich people donating large sums of money, and you have this poor widow who donates a couple coins worth a penny, but she gives everything to the treasury, this donation, giving of everything to God. And when we look at this, it's not simply about, collections and how much you donate to the church, but the investment that you make, and the investment that is made in this gospel is this sense of how much do we trust God and what are we offering over to him. And again, it's not really a focus on the monetary aspect of it, but it's from what is given from the heart. Jesus, talked about, where your heart is, that's where we'll discover our values. What comes from our hearts, that's what we'll know what is important to us. And Jesus makes this distinction between those who are rich giving to the treasury and this poor widow. He says those who are giving rich, giving an abundant amount, we hear, is giving out of the abundance, out of the extra they had. So they took care of themselves. They made sure they had their house paid for, all the different things that they wanted. And what they had left over, they gave to the treasury. They made the donation. And that's a good thing. But from their heart, were they giving it in a sense of a really giving trust to God? Were they giving it so that everyone would see how much they're giving and how generous they are? Are they giving out of a sense of obligation or pressure because others are doing it? And are they really giving in a trusting way, giving themselves completely to God? And then we have this poor widow who has nothing. And yet she gives everything to God. One, because I think out of her generosity and out of her poverty, she, and that's the one amazing thing we know is that people who are in need, people who are poor, tend to share more of what little they have. And so she recognized that her donation, very small in comparison to everything else, is all she can give. And she knows that donation will go and help others, help those who are in need. And she also donated everything she had because she placed her trust in God. One of the the realities here is that, you know, when we have too many things, we can be very distracted. We can then be very protective of those things. And we then lose this sense of clarity with the gift of our faith and where God wants us to be. And we can learn a lot from this poor widow who literally has nothing. The one thing she does have is her trust, her love, her desire to stay close to God, knowing that God would take care of her. God would trust her and guide her and support her, and that she somehow, the graces will be returned. And in her donation, in her contribution, what she really gives is her whole heart, knowing very clearly that she needs God's grace, and she's willing to give everything in her very life and place it in God's hands. And that's the sense of faith that we need as we enter these last few weeks of the liturgical year, is that, what are we holding back from God? Does that mean, do you empty your bank account and give it all to the parish? Any donation is very helpful, but that's not it. It's all about the disposition of our hearts. When I'm blessed, when I come across a gift, an opportunity, am I first looking to praise God and thank God? When I'm allocating my funds, my financial contributions, do I give to God first? Do I save for the future? And then do I spend some money on my own things that I would like? Is God the first priority? God wants our hearts. He wants our families. He wants our financial resources for the building up of the kingdom. He wants all of us, you know, because we know that our lives are only fulfilled when we hand over our agenda and all the things we have for His glory, for His grace, because we know when we follow His path, His plan for us, His mission for us, that we are richly rewarded beyond anything else. And so this gospel is challenging us as we approach the weekend to think about, am I being generous and thinking of God first? Am I willing to give over my life, give everything over to follow Him? And where is my heart? Am I someone who tends to, and sometimes we all fall into this trap of thinking of ourselves, taking care of our own things first, and then seeing what we can do in kindness to God? What if we reversed that and first gave to God what He needs to proclaim the good news? And what I mean by that is our time, our volunteering, our participation, our investment, our donation, and see how our lives are transformed when we give, really, in all of this, our hearts over to Him. Because our souls will only rest when they rest in the Lord. And the widow teaches us that lesson. It's not, how big the check is or the e-transfer. It's not about how many hours we volunteer in the parish or in our outreach. It's, do we do that with a heart that is filled with love? Do we recognize that God needs to come first in our lives and see how that transforms our perspective? And I believe that we will discover the true richness of our lives when we do what the poor widow does in the gospel today. So we open our hearts, we seek God's grace, we see the blessings that we have been given, we share them first with God and God's people, especially those who are in need. God bless you, and we'll see you this weekend.